afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, and, well, actually, we're on Prospect Street now in Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, we've got trivia, of course, on tap for you today, and I'm giving away a $5 KFC gift card, so you can go and get yourself some, well, mashed potatoes and gravy, some chicken. I'm telling you, I was looking at their menu earlier, and because it's been a little bit since I've been over there, and they've got some good stuff over there at KFC, so that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. And of course, if you listen to the program anytime, or if you're new, how it works, you just call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win at 4:55 this afternoon, a KFC gift card. All right, so that's what we have coming up here this afternoon. Well, I hope you all have had a pretty good week. The wife and I had some fun over the weekend. On Saturday, we went to the Cardington Community Yard Sales, and we saw they were having yard sales, and we love to yard sale. So we went over there, and we found some stuff. Not a whole lot of stuff. We didn't spend a whole lot of money. They had some good prices, and they had some high prices over there. But while we were over there, we saw this car, and I can't remember exactly what kind of car it was. It was one of those boxy type of cars. It wasn't real big, but it had toys all over it, especially on the top of the car. It had all kinds of dolls just plastered all over the car, and on the side of it, it had keyboards and just all kinds of toys all over this car. I have never seen anything like it before. It was definitely one of a kind, so it was kind of neat to see that when we went over there to Cardington. But like I said, we got some yard selling in, and then we decided to go back to Marion and hit the Hong Kong Buffet. And so we got to eat there at the Hong Kong Buffet, and I'm telling you, it was really good. Got some crab rangoon and some egg rolls and some sweet and sour chicken and just all kinds of good stuff. And so that was a lot of fun to eat at the Hong Kong Buffet. It's been a long time, very long time. I don't think we've eaten there since the pandemic, to tell you the truth. So it's been a good year, year and a half since we've been out there to the Hong Kong. We've done the carry out, but haven't eaten in the restaurant before. We've eaten there before, but not since the pandemic began. So that was awful nice to do that. And then we did some yard work, and the yard got the yard looking good, and I'm telling you what, my grass is starting to grow. I guess it's the season where it grows pretty good. I only like to mow once a week, but that grass is kind of growing. I'm hoping it'll be okay until Saturday, and so we'll mow it again. But anyways, so that's what we've been up to this weekend. Had a good weekend and a good time. So we'll see what we can get into this coming weekend. Find out what we're going to do. But 4:18 is the time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Want to thank our supporter, which is Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to them, they are located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my show website. It's out there. It's radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS, radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we're streaming online at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. You can check that out when you get the chance. All right, let's see if we can get some trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. And here we go. I've got some easy ones and I've got some medium ones. I don't think anything's real hard that I have today. So get ready to call and sign up for that KFC gift card. All right, here we go. Which natural disaster destroyed a nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011? Which natural disaster destroyed a nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011? What does a seismograph measure? What does a seismograph measure? What is the best way to escape from quicksand? What is the best way to escape from quicksand? If you walk toward Polaris, the pole star, what direction are you going? If you walk towards Polaris, the pole star, what direction are you going? Which zodiac constellation represents a lion? Which zodiac constellation represents a lion? Hi, we're on the air.
Tsunami.
A tsunami, that is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Mr. Lucas?
Yes,
all right. Well, what have you been doing today, Mr. Lucas? Have you been doing school?
I have been playing on my slip and slide.
You've been playing on your slip and slide? Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been a pretty good day for slip and slides for sure. So, So you've been doing that all day. Did you have to do any schoolwork today, or were you off for the day?
I did some schoolwork.
Had to do some schoolwork. Okay. All right, buddy. Well, good job on answering that question.
Bye.
I'll get you put in for the drawing, okay? Bye-bye. All righty, 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, seismograph measures the shaking of the ground.
Right, that's correct. How are you today?
Oh, not bad.
Good, good. Is this Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
All right, Lee, it's good to hear from you today. And I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. Your day been going pretty good?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out.
It sure is. It's nice to go out and not have to wear a jacket, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll take more of this.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeed. All right, sir. Well, I'll get you signed up. It's good to talk to you, and I appreciate you calling.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 422 here at WWGH 107.1 FM. Give us a call. Sign up for a chance to win KFC gift card. I will put you in the mix. Which ocean animal has no natural predators? Which ocean animal has no natural predators? What are spiders' webs made out of? What are spiders' webs made out of? Hi, we're on the air.
North.
Did you say north?
Yeah.
All right, north is a correct answer. If you walk towards Polaris, that's the direction that you're heading. Well, what have you been doing today?
Playing on my water slide.
Playing on your water slide. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's been it sure has been a nice day today, hasn't it?
Yep.
All right. Well, Mr. Noah, I will sign you up for a chance to win, buddy. Okay? All right. And I'll talk to you next time. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye. Offbeat News and Trivia, I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1, taking your phone calls and enjoying this beautiful weather on this Wednesday afternoon. We're here with you every Wednesday, 4:15 until 5 o'clock. Pong was one of the first video games. What was the game based on? Pong was one of the first video games. What sport was the game based on? What technological feat did Alexander Graham Bell accomplish in 1876 in Boston, Massachusetts? What technological feat did Alexander Graham Bell accomplish in 1876 in Boston, Massachusetts? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm here. Did you get your answer to the lottery draft yet, Abby?
What?
Lottery draft. Did you get an answer yet?
What was it again now?
What did the lottery draft measure?
Yeah, I got that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't hear because somebody was talking.
Oh, that's okay. Do you want me to give you another one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you another one. What are spiders' webs made out of?
Spider webs, silk.
Made out of silk. Correct. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Well, is somebody making supper for you tonight?
Well, what I'm going to do is, if you want to have catches, catch can.
Okay.
Whenever I throw out of the refrigerator, they catch it, get it off the stove and catch it, that's what they're having. They were leftovers.
Okay, having leftovers. What kind of leftovers do you have, do you know?
I've got a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, whatever's in there, I'm just throwing it out and that's what I'm going to have.
All right.
We got some potatoes, we got some meat, we got some macaroni, whatever. I'm just cleaning out the refrigerator.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Yep. All right. I'm glad you and your wife had a good weekend.
Yes, sir. I hope yours was good, too.
All right. I'll let you up and let somebody else get on.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Right.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay, plankton, an important part of the ocean food web. What is it? What is plankton? What animal sleeps standing up? Several answers here. What animal sleeps standing up? And those are the trivia questions that we have for you to begin with on this Wednesday afternoon. Hi, we're on the air.
Wiggle your legs. Huh?
What was it again?
Wiggle your leg.
Wiggle your leg. That is one way to get out of quicksand. Yes, indeed. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Miss Allison?
Yep.
All right, Miss Allison. Well, did you have to worry with school today?
No, I got out early.
You got out early? Well, that's great when you get out early. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is nice. Now, when are you done for the year?
On Thursday.
As in tomorrow or a week from tomorrow?
This Thursday.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, that'll be a good time, and then you're on summer vacation probably for what, about 3 months?
I think, I don't know.
Okay. Well, good deal. Summer vacation will be a lot of fun. You probably maybe have some vacations planned even, huh?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Miss Allison, good to talk to you. I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a good night now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Room for you two here as we answer calls here, trivia style here on this Wednesday afternoon. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the zodiac sign you're looking for is Leo, the lion.
Yes, Leo is the lion, correct. How are you today?
Jim Dandy.
Yeah, hey, it's all right weather today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We will take it. And is this Mr. Scott?
Why, yes, it is.
All right,
missed
Mr.
Last
Scott.
Week, I was out mowing the grass.
Yeah, I know. It this time of the year, it happens every week, doesn't it?
Yeah, you could almost mow the grass twice a week.
I know. This time of the year, you sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that happen. We have a rider and a push mower at home to try to take care of things, and it's not my favorite thing to do, but, you know, you got to get her done.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't mind mowing the grass. I get out there and putt around.
Oh, okay.
It takes me like 3 hours to mow my lawn.
Oh, 3 hours.
Yeah,
okay.
I got 9/10 of an acre.
Oh, okay. It doesn't take me that long.
I got some yard.
You do got some yard. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and I will sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
You have a good one now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
4:30 is the time. Half an hour left in the program here at WWGH 107.1 FM, Offbeat News and Trivia, taking your trivia phone calls here. And so I gave you my first two pages of trivia that we have. So if you'd like to call and answer one of these questions, why, go ahead. We will be happy to take your telephone calls this afternoon. I happen to have some offbeat fast facts for you right here. Tigers happen to have striped skin, not just striped fur. Some bears build nests in trees to sunbathe and rest. A group of jellyfish is called a smack. Yes, indeed. The average person takes 23,000 breaths a day. It is not possible to tickle yourself. I'd have to think about that for a minute, because I can almost tickle the bottom of my feet. But that's what it says. It's not possible to tickle yourself. That's the claim, anyhow. Hey, we've got another phone call coming in. More offbeat fast facts coming up in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Pong is ping pong.
Right, yes, a ping pong video game. Absolutely. How are you doing today?
Real good. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. And what is your first name? I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Mark.
Mark. All right, Mark. Good to hear from you. I hope you're having a good day out there today.
Sure are.
Yeah, just can't beat the weather today, can you?
Nope, that's good weather.
Sure is. All right, Mark. Well, I'll get you signed up for the KFC gift card. All right, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, offbeat fast fact. Tug of war was an Olympic sport in the early 1900s. Children have more taste buds than adults. A lemon contains more sugar than a strawberry. The bumblebee bat weighs less than a penny. Pound cake got its name from the original recipe, which called for a pound of butter. Yes, indeed, a pound of butter and pound cake. That's how it originally got started. All right, now we turn to what we named part of the program after, Offbeat News. And here's what we've got in the news stack for you today for part one of the Offbeat News here. A whale watching tour in California was treated to a rare sight when a white dolphin was spotted swimming with a pod off of a few miles off the coast. More of that in a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get Who Sleeps Standing Up?
No, I did not.
How about an elephant?
An elephant, absolutely. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good, good. Pretty nice weather today, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit warm for me. A
little bit warm? You like it on a little bit on the cooler side,
just
right?
Just a little bit cooler, yeah.
Yeah.
But I take it.
Yeah, now, is your preference when you're outside, do you like a little bit of wind blowing, or do you like the calm wind?
Yeah, a little bit of a breeze, especially this warm.
Yeah, a little bit of a breeze. So probably about what, between 70 and 75 with a little bit of a breeze?
Yeah, that's about perfect for me.
There you go. Yeah, that's a perfect day. Well, maybe we'll probably have some more of those maybe before summer hits, probably.
I figure we will.
Yeah, that and a nice glass of lemonade, if you like lemonade.
Well, I stay away from it. It's got too much sugar for me.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I'm a diabetic myself, so I understand that. Absolutely. Get you a sugar-free drink or something rather.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. David Avery. Well, I appreciate the phone call. It's always good talking to you.
Yep, and nice talking to you.
I will sign you up for the KFC gift card, all right?
All righty.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great evening now.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, love to hear from our callers. The callers are the stars of the show. I appreciate you guys ringing my phone lines on this BEA beautiful day. Hey, Dana Wharf Whale Watch, which shared video of the dolphin on Facebook, the rare-sighted white dolphin, said crew members with Newport Coastal Adventures spotted the white dolphin with a pod of about 40 Rizzo's dolphins off the coast of Languina Beach. Laura Lopez, a naturalist with Dana Wharf Whale Watch, who captured photos of the white dolphin, said the pale ocean mammal is not albino, but a different sort, a related condition that involves only a partial lack of pigmentation as opposed to a complete lack of pigmentation in albinism. So it technically wasn't an albino, it was a different sort. Lopez said the dolphin was spotted previously off the California coast on at least three occasions since 2018. It'd be pretty cool to spot a white dolphin. The wife and I, when we were down in Florida, several years ago, we haven't been down in Florida since probably 2013. The last time we were there, we spotted some dolphins, and they are just so cool to watch. Hey, a British Columbia boy with a gift for balance broke his own Guinness World Record by stacking 1,400 Jenga blocks. You know the game Jenga where you have to pull out the block and set it on top? Anyways, 1,400 Jenga blocks on a single block, more than doubling his previous record. Alden Maxwell, 12 years old of Salmon Arm, was first declared a Guinness record holder earlier this year when he stacked 638 Jenga blocks on a base of a single block. Maxwell has now officially broken his own record, more than doubling his block total to 1,400. I made my 1,401 because there are 40 layers on it, Maxwell told Global News. The shorter one's a little easier and more stable. Maxwell also broke a similar record using giant Jenga blocks. He managed to stack 500 on a single block. The boy said he has set his sights on breaking his own giant Jenga stacking record as well. So there you go, a single Jenga record, the smaller blocks, 1,400, and 500 of the big Jenga blocks. So this guy is just Jenga crazy. There you go. A Michigan woman who received some braids of hair from her aunt, or aunt, when she was 12 years old, donated the 60-year-old locks to a charity that makes wigs for children. Janet Gunter of Lansing said she received the unusual family heirloom from her aunt several decades ago. My aunt was visiting me in New Jersey, where we both lived at the time. She brought these braids with her and gave them to me. At the time, my hair was this exact same color, and she said, "Why don't you keep these braids and you can use them in creative hairstyles?" That was the reason she stated for giving them to me. Gunter said she never used the braids, but she kept them safe and wrapped up for nearly 60 years. So now, donated them to a charity. Pretty cool. Alrighty, 4:39 is the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. More trivia coming at you in just a moment. Giving away a KFC gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. It's May 19th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. The year 1911, the first American criminal conviction that was based on fingerprint evidence occurred in New York City. 1912, the Associated Advertising Clubs of America held its first convention in Dallas, Texas. 1921, the U.S. Congress passed the Emergency Quota Act, which established national quotas for immigrants. 1926, Thomas Edison spoke on the radio for the first time. 1926, Mussolini announced that democracy was deceased. Rome became a fascist state. 1926, in Damascus, Syria, French shells killed 600 people. 1928, the first frog jumping jubilee held in California. Also on this date, 1935, T.E. Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia, died from injuries in a motorcycle crash in England. 1935, the NFL adopted an annual college draft to begin in 1936. And on this date in 1943, Winston Churchill told the U.S. Congress that his country was pledging their full support in the war against Japan. And that's what happened on this day in history, on this May the 19th. You are now up to date. Well, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. All you need to do for a chance to win a KFC gift card is call and answer one. I will then put you in the drawing for 4:55 this afternoon, and at that time, we will find out who our winner is. One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? Which ocean animal has no natural predators? Which ocean animal has no natural predators? What technological feat did Alexander Graham Bell accomplish in 1876 in Boston, Massachusetts? What technological feat did Alexander Graham Bell accomplish in 1876 in Boston, Massachusetts? Plankton, an important part of the ocean food web, is what? What is plankton? Can you tell me that? Old Faithful, an attraction at Yellowstone National Park, is a what? Old Faithful, an attraction at Yellowstone National Park, is a what? What was the name of the haircut popular among males in the 1980s and 1990s that was short at the front and long at the back? We've had this trivia question before on here. What was the name of the haircut popular among males in the 1980s and 1990s that was short at the front and long at the back? What old-fashioned trend for young boys did the 1954 U.S. Western-themed TV show Davy Crockett inspire? What old-fashioned trend for young boys did the 1954 U.S. Western-themed TV show Davy Crockett inspire? In the 1939 movie, The Wizard of Oz, what did Dorothy's pet dog Toto jump out of to escape Miss Gulch? In 1939 movie, The Wizard of Oz, what did Dorothy's pet dog Toto jump out of to escape Miss Gulch? 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be the mullet.
That would certainly be the mullet, absolutely. how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing all right. Yes,
that's
indeed.
That's good.
Yep. Doing anything special today, Miss Becky?
No, not today.
Yeah, me neither. Just the radio show is the only thing I have on the agenda today.
Yeah.
Radio show, and I think I'm going to get me a salad on the way home.
Oh, okay.
I'm on Weight Watchers, so I got enough Weight Watchers points to at least have me a salad tonight. So I figured I'd stop and get me a salad.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Where you got to get it at?
From Subway. It happens to happens to be on my way home, so I'm going to pop in there and get their chicken breast salad.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to get all the veggies in there, and they chop it all up real fine, and then I put a little bit of ranch on it, and to me, that makes a pretty good salad.
Yeah,
so that's all I got on the agenda for this evening. As you can tell, it's going to be a stressful evening.
Yeah. Well, I'll get out of here.
All right, Miss Becky.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Good
to talk to
you.
You
have a good day now, mate.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And my final trivia question that I have for today, in the popular Scooby-Doo cartoons, what is Scooby the Dog's favorite treat? In the popular Scooby-Doo cartoons, what is Scooby the Dog's favorite treat? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. If you know the answer to any of these, give me a call, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a KFC gift card. You can join the rest that have given me a call, and I would absolutely love to hear from you. Absolutely. Hey, check out my website at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. We are also streaming online, wwgh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we have done here on Wednesday afternoons, Marion's Talking Place, wwgh1071.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Doobie-doo, Doobie Max.
There you go. Absolutely. How are you today?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Enjoying your day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Enjoying the day today.
Yeah, we was over around Carthage over the weekend, but we didn't see none of them sales.
Oh, you didn't see any yard sales?
No, we went through there and everything. We saw one putting it up there by the school, and then, of course, we go over to Fulton Cemetery where a lot of the family is, and that's where we're headed for.
Oh, okay.
We had only seen the one, and they loaded everything up when we got over there.
There wasn't a whole lot on the main roads as you go through there. There was some, there's a little park or something or other that had a couple set up, but a lot of them were off on the side streets.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah, we usually stop a lot of them along the way to see them out, you know, out of town or something, to see what they've got.
Yeah, we enjoy rummaging around. We always look forward to doing the Route 40 sales, too.
Oh, yeah?
Down there along Route 40, we go out of Columbus and head east. And that's always a lot of fun, too. Last year, during the pandemic, they didn't have quite as many, but they still had a good amount of sales. So Route 40 is a lot of fun if you want to take a little road trip. Those are about June 5th, something like that.
Yeah, I know. We usually go down to my sister there in Kentucky. We used to live a lot along the roadways, even on the highway along 23 going over, you know, into Kentucky. And you find beside the road where they sell flowers and all kinds of kind of like yard sales and everything right along the road.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
They have a Route 40 down there, too, that we take if they have them all kinds on. That's a lot of nice stuff down in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always looking for a good sale.
Yeah, most of the time. So,
absolutely.
Back out of here and let this somebody else for to get too angry at me. For
okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good evening,
man.
Take
you
care.
You too. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, 4:48 is the time here at WWGH Radio. Glad you're tuned in. Hey, I want to tell you, we're also on Facebook, too. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and while you're there, click the follow or the like button, and we post interesting things to show up in your news feed. That's Radio Nate on Facebook. And then if you'd like to see my videos of when the wife and I go out to eat or do something fun, you can friend me on my personal page, and that's Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, Nate Redmond. Just click the friend button, and I'll friend you back, and my profile is set to private, so you just want to click on that, and I will go in there and friend you back, and you can see all my videos and pictures and all the antics that we get into every weekend when we decide where we're going to go eat. Or I usually always take a video inside the restaurant and show you exactly what we're having to eat at that particular time. And I always do a segment, too, when we have a fast food. I call it What's in the Bag? And show you, pull out of the bag exactly what we got from the fast food restaurant. And then when we go in to eat someplace, I call it What's on the Plate? So you can check those out by becoming friends with me on my personal page. That's Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Just look for me, Nate Redmond from Waldo. You'll see me pop up out there. All right, time to head with me down the long hallway to my little classroom. Make a right. And I have written on the chalkboard this week's Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is pecuniary. Pecuniary. P-E-C-U-N-I-A-R-Y. Pecuniary. It's an adjective. The definition is of or relating to money. We like money, don't we? Wow, all right. Pecuniary entered English in the early 16th century. So there you go. Pecuniary, that is our weird word of the week for this week. 4 minutes left until we do the drawing and find out who the big winner is of the KFC gift card. Right now, I have some more offbeat news for you to pass along, since this is offbeat news and trivia. We've got some more offbeat news here. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street in beautiful Marion, Ohio, on this beautiful day. An Idaho man balanced a pool cue on his forehead for 2 hours, 16 minutes, and 20 seconds to retake a Guinness World Record. This is our buddy David Rush, who has broken all these world records, more than 150 now, originally set the record in 2017 with a time of 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 14 seconds. Rush's record was broken by a British performer who balanced a pool cue on his head for 2 hours, 15 minutes, and 19 seconds. Rush retook the record by balancing the pool cue for 1 minute, 1 second longer than the previous mark. He said the challenges included neck and back pains as well as disorientation. I would imagine with your head back like that, with a pool cue resting on your forehead, man, that would absolutely give you stress headache for sure, and I'm sure it would disorient you doing that. Hey, a luxury car company broke a Guinness World Record in China by using 3,281 drones to put on a light show in the night sky. The Genesis Light Show in Shanghai, which celebrated the brand's launch of the Genesis G80 car, featured 3,281 unmanned aerial vehicles being arranged in multiple 3D images, including depictions of the Genesis G80 and GV80 cars. The drones were launched from both sides of the river to put on the light show over the water. The total 3,280 UAVs was enough to break the previous record of 3,051 drones involved in a single light show. Pretty cool stuff. Workers doing renovations on a cafe in England made a surprising discovery inside the ceiling. A menu from the restaurant that occupied the building in 1913. Natalie Haywood, owner of Leaf in Liverpool, said workers doing renovations on the building found a menu of Yemen Cafe and tea rooms dated January 15, 1913 in the rafters. Haywood said the workers also found a waiter's hat embroidered with the word Yemen and the instructions for a card game called Whist and Bottles. Down came fluttering from the ceiling this menu from 108 years ago. It's an absolutely unbelievable condition, Haywood told CNN. Haywood told the BBC that the menu is like a time capsule hidden in the walls. She said Leaf plans to try to recreate some of the dishes listed on the menu. To see what they were doing then, how forward-thinking and creative as a restaurant is so inspiring, she said. There you go. An old menu from 1913, back in the day. All right, that is some cool stuff there happening back in 1913. All right, it is 4:55 and time to find out who our winner is. Right here on Offbeat News and Trivia of our KFC gift card, our $5 KFC gift card. We've got all of our friends here that have called in today, and we want to thank everybody. So thank you to Lucas. Want to say thank you to Lee. Thank you to Noah. Thank you to Bob. Thank you to Allison. Our thanks goes out to Scott and Mark and David and Becky and Ralph. Thank you, everybody, for giving us a call today. We're going to mix everybody up here, and we are going to draw a winner and find out who our winner is going to be. And the winner for today is, let me pull one out of the center here, is Mark. Mark, congratulations, you're our winner. And buddy, give me a call as soon as I go off the air at 5 o'clock. Call back in here with your address. I do not believe I have your address. And I will send this KFC gift card through the mail to you. So at 5 o'clock, as soon as I go off the air, give me a call back, Mark. And we'll get you all fixed up. And you can give me a call here at WWGH. And we will get you all fixed up for not a chance to win. You won, buddy. And we'll get you signed up for this KFC gift card. But thanks, everybody else, for calling in today. Appreciate all the phone calls that rung my phone today. We have just enough time for our ladies' corner. And today we have another recipe from my wife's kitchen, sheet pan s'mores today. Sheet pan s'mores. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. The recipe will pop up and with a picture included to kind of whet your appetite. And you can check that out. Grab some marshmallows and make a campfire favorite from the comfort of your own kitchen with sheet pan s'mores. This easy to make sheet pan s'mores recipe makes enough to feed a crowd. Toasting s'mores has never been easier. Here's what you need. You need 12 graham crackers broken crosswise in half, 24 squares, 3 milk chocolate bars, 12 jet puffed marshmallows. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Place 12 graham squares in single layer on foil covered baking sheet. Break each chocolate bar into 4 pieces. Place on graham squares, top with marshmallows. Bake 8 to 10 minutes or until marshmallows are puffed and golden brown. Cover with remaining graham squares. And there you go. Sheet pan s'mores is our ladies' corner recipe for this week. Again, go to Facebook, search Radio Nate. You can find this recipe right there. Well, it's about time for me to get lost and no, not lost, but head on down the road. Road to Waldo, where they keep me all week and they let me out once a week between 4:15 and 5 o'clock for offbeat news and trivia. Appreciate you listening to the program. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. This show will be available later to listen to at the WWGH radio website, which is WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. Just scroll down until you see the menu and then click on Show Archives and then click on Offbeat News and Trivia. And everything I've done is right there. So you can just have yourself a good old listen to Offbeat News and Trivia. You can just listen one right after the other. You've heard of binge watching. You can binge listen to the program right there. Well, until next time, this is Nate Redmond on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I appreciate all the phone calls. The callers are the stars of the show, as I always like to say. And thank you so much for playing trivia. Again, congratulations to Mark. Give me a call as soon as I go off the air so I can get your address and send that through the mail to you right to your door. And then you can enjoy yourself some good chicken out there, KFC. All righty, more programming straight ahead, 24/7. On Marion's Talking Place, WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite?